And because we hope we're saved, that's where our salvation is, because there's a hope of salvation. Yahweh gave us his salvation in that body of Yahshua. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work. James chapter 1. It's making it easy for you. James 1 and verse 1. James, a servant of Yahweh and of Yahshua Messiah, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Now, you think that James is going to write the Jews something any different that Paul wrote unto the Gentiles? Words are the same. They're no different at all, saints. They knew his name, and they had the voice to speak his name. Whereby the Jews had disposed in their superstition. Maybe it was Yahweh's will that they didn't pronounce it. But he wanted his name to be reverenced and to be glorified. And Paul, they extol his mighty name mightily. He said, my brother, encounter all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. 1 Peter 1 and 1. Peter, 1 Peter 1 and 1. This is the same Peter that denied Yahshua. Peter, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Look at what he says now. Elect according to the foreknowledge now. He told them how they were elected. He said, you were elected according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Father. And he said, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua Messiah, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Then he said, I want to let you know, brothers, that are scattered. Bless. He said, bless now. Same spirit that Paul, they all preached in the same spirit. I want to hold on to truth. He said, blessed be Yahweh, the Father of Yahshua Messiah. That's what he said. He said, blessed be God, the Father of Jesus Christ. That's what it says, doesn't it, in that rendition. Blessed be Yahweh, the Father of Yahshua, our Messiah, which according to his abundance of mercy, look at this, according to Yahweh's abundant mercy, hath begot us again unto a lively hope. This is how he begotten us, with a lively hope now, by the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah from the dead. Now that is our hope, because he has begotten him. He quickened Yahshua from the dead. And so that is our lively hope, because we know we have a hope, because Yahweh has shown us in that body, in that witness of testimony, that he has quickened him. They knew the Father's sake. They never denied him. So they didn't have to debate in things whether his name was Yahweh. They knew it. The saints knew it. And so when they wrote to them, know what it says there? Blessed be God. And the title has been supplanted by his name. He has a name. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, to them that which have obtained like precious faith with us, that they have obtained. Now, he talked about the saints. He said, you have obtained like precious faith with us. How? Through the righteousness of Yahweh our Savior, Yahshua Messiah. He said, you have obtained this righteousness like faith. You have this precious faith, which through the righteousness of Yahweh and our Savior, Yahshua, the power of salvation, Yahweh saved us through the power of that testimony, which is Yahshua. And he said, you have obtained that precious faith to believe that. He saved them from the Red Sea, saints. He saved them from perils. Those saints of old, they had faith. Barak, Samson, Gideon, Jephthah. Yahweh delivered them. He saved them. He saved Israel. And Yahshua came to glorify that mighty power of the Father. He didn't come to take away from the glory of the Father. He came to make known the glory and the presence of this mighty great King that is able to save to the uttermost. That's what he came to do. He didn't come to take anything away from the Father. And our doctors today have done that. He says, verse 2, grace. Look at this. Grace and peace be multiplied. Now look at how grace and peace is multiplied, he said, unto you through the knowledge. You hear that? Through the knowledge of Yahweh and of Yahshua our Messiah. He said that's how the knowledge and the understanding of this great grace and peace is going to be multiplied in us. We don't walk in great peace. If his grace is not sufficient because we sin and sin continuously. He said we get the knowledge of this. See the mighty works of the Father, what he done in that body. You will know that it was something beyond the natural comprehension. He said, so when you began to understand that, then the grace and the knowledge of Yahweh, the grace of Almighty Yahweh and the peace is multiplied unto you. He said, through now the knowledge. Through now the knowledge of Yahweh, he said, through the knowledge of God. And of Yahshua, our Messiah. I know what he says in Jesus, our Lord. He said, that's how grace and peace be multiplied unto you. And he's talking to Jews. He said, you must understand that it is Almighty Yahweh, and he has sent this profound deliverer unto you like he did with Moses. That's what Moses was. He was a deliverer. Amen. Joshua, salvation unto the people. He hasn't changed, saints. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Yahshua came to glorify the Father. In 2 John chapter 1, verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children. Who's the elect lady? The saint, the assembly, and her children. Whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake which dwelleth in us. Now he said the truth dwelleth. You believe the truth dwelleth in John? I do. And shall be with us forever. Then he says this, grace be with you. Mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father. And from Yahshua the Messiah. The Son of the Father, what he says. He reiterated that the Son of the Father in truth and love. Jude 1. Sometimes many of you saints, you all hurt my heart very tremendously. You do. Jude 1:1-2. Jude, the servant, all of these epistles say the same. Jude, the servant, the Yahshua Messiah, and the brother James, to them that are sanctified by who? No, what it says in that rendition? Sanctified by who? God what? Sanctified by God the Father and what? And preserved in who? And Yahshua Messiah, and what? Called. He said, mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. Look at what the scripture says. The revelation of Yahshua, the Messiah. How did it come? Which Yahweh gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. For what reason? Verse 2. Who bear record now of the word of Yahweh and of the testimony of Yahshua, Messiah, and of all things that he saw. There are three that bear record, bear witness in heaven. And that is the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Listen to this. Just write it down. 1 Corinthians 15:26. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifested that he is expected. He is expected. There's something he is expected. Which did put all things under his feet. There's something that the one that put all things on his feet is expecting. And it says in verse 28, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that Yahweh may be all in all. You can't go around that. It is a simple truth. Paul says to Ephesians in the first chapter, 15th verse, you can write it down and go back over the saints. Just read it. Why don't you just open your hearts and read it? Not for debate. Not if you got problems. Just read it. Get on your face. Paul says, wherefore, for Ephesians 1:15, he said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Yahshua the Messiah, and love unto all the saints, he said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He said that Yahweh of our Messiah Yahshua, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, because we believe in the Son, that the Father, all, every good and perfect gift, the scripture says, come from above. From who? From the Father of light, in whom there is no variance or shadows of even changing or turning. He said, because you receive this divine truth of Messiah, then Almighty Yahweh can pour out unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. For what reason? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know the hope of his calling. He has called us to be saints and sons. You may understand that. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the work of his mighty power? What mighty power? Look what he says now. Which he wrought in Messiah. He already did a mighty work in that body. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. For above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all things. So he hath given Yahshua to be the head, saints, over everything there is. Because it fulfilled the will of the Father. That's what it does. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7. To verse 9. The scripture says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. And didst set him over the works of thy hand. Now whose hand did the works? He set Yahshua all the works of his hand. That's what he did. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under his feet, he left nothing that is not under him. And I believe that. There's nothing that is not left that is not put under Yahshua. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Why? But we see Yahshua, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death. That's why he was made, for the suffering of death. crowned with glory and honor. Who crowned him? Who gave him honor? That by the grace, that's Yahweh's grace, by the grace of Yahweh should taste death for every man. That's his grace, that Yahshua should taste death for all of us. That's why he sent him. His will that he should taste death for every last one of us. I want to read a few. As much, there's a lot of things changed, but I want to read something. Just write this down. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with now the Father, and was manifested unto us through Yahshua. That's what eternal life was, with the Father. Listen to this. That which we have seen and heard, declare. So when they declare, they speak it. Declare we unto you, that ye also might have fellowship with us. Look at this now. And he said, and truly now, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yahshua Messiah. Ain't no way around that. You can look at it where you want to. There's no way around it. That's where our fellowship is. With the Father and with the Son. I want to read a few scriptures that Yahshua said. Matthew 11:25. You can say he said, he prayed to himself, but he didn't. He prayed to the Father. There's doctrines out here today based upon such stupidity of men. They're not being led by the Spirit, I'm telling you. Now, Yahshua, this is what he says in Matthew 11:25. At that time, Yahshua answered and said, look what he said. I thank thee, O Father. Yahweh, it says in your text, God. But he says, Yahweh of heaven and earth. Because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me. Look what he says. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son now, but the Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, but the Son. And to he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Because it is the Spirit of the Son that reveals the Father. And he revealed the Father unto them. Sure he did. Matthew 13:32. When are you coming, Yahweh? It says this. Yahshua said, but of the hour and day, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. He said, Almighty Yahweh knows that. Only the Father. Luke 10:21. Same verse in that same hour. Yahshua rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father. And it says in that Lord, L-O-R-D, but that's Yahweh of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, so it seemeth right in thy sight. Can't do anything. He says in John 5:19, I'm going to close here. He said, then answered Yahshua and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. That's what he says. The Son can do, John 5:19, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. And what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead, as Yahweh raised up the dead now, and quickened them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor, look at this now, that all men should honor the Son, even, listen to this, that all men should honor, this is what Yahshua has read in your scriptures. He said that all men should honor the Father, even as they honor the, all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. And if you honor the Son, you can't but honor the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believe them. No, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me. You got to believe on him that sent your cure. Hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. So he tell us to labor not for the meat that which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him. Now this is what Yahshua said in verse 27. It says, for him hath, it says God the Father there, doesn't it? But for him hath Yahweh the Father sealed. That's what he said. He said, Yahweh my Father has sealed me. And there ain't no doubt about that. He said, for him whom Yahweh the Father has sealed. Then said Yahshua unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Everything he did pleased the Father. Everything. He did not please himself, he pleased the Father. You can't acknowledge Yahshua without acknowledging the Father. It is absurd. You can't. You can find a scripture, you can go on the basis of your doctrine, but that's just truth. Nowhere. Paul, those men knew Yahweh, and they knew Yahshua. And so every epistle, go to every epistle in the scriptures and look at the first five verses and every last one. They acknowledge the Father and the Son. From Yahweh the Father and Yahshua Messiah. They knew the name of the Father. And the Son came to manifest the power of that name and to make it known and to open it up unto the house. He came unto his own. You must realize that he came unto his own now. When the Syrophoenician woman came up to Yahshua, he said, come on, this bread is for the children. Not for the dogs. She said, even the dogs, true master, even the dogs did drive the crumbs that fall from the table. He came unto his own. His own received him not. They didn't receive him. Who was your father? You think they'd ask him that? Yahweh. You boy, Joseph, your father. Sure they did that. And that's not a dishonor to your father either, because call him by his name. Call my Father by his name. He is my Father. It's good to know that I got a Father. His name is Yahweh. He is my Father. And that's what he wants to be too. He wants to fear him. It's one thing about a father you fear when you hear that name. Obama say, Ray, send your home, Ray. He fears that. When he knows he's done something wrong, when he's going to put a rod on his backside. Sure he does. That's the way Mama would say it. When he see your home, then he's, oh, Daddy's home, Daddy, Daddy. Then he humbled himself, Daddy, Father, Daddy, I love you. See, that's how they do it. He wants to be known as his Father, but he's also our great King, too. And he wants us to know that, saints. It's a simple truth. We can complicate things, saints. We can do it. Even as I've done some studying, I've looked at some of the texts in the King James, even what they say, I wouldn't even put that on you all. Believe me, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. It would destroy the faith of some. I mean, I'm looking at scriptures, what they got out of the original text and all this, and it would blow your mind. I said, I wouldn't even touch this, Father, because I know what it would do. But his name is his name. And I'm not going to deny that. The Father has a name because the Son came in that name. And then he did all things to honor his Father. and to glorify his Father. He did. And even the prophets knew that. That's why Satan said, if thou be the son of Yahweh. He didn't say, if thou be the son of God. You just pray, saints. Get on your faces. And I'm not going to stop saying, Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you. You walked around here, you never said, Jesus bless you. You said, God bless you. And I'm going to say, Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you. Because that's the spirit of Yahshua in me that makes me acknowledge the Father, Yahweh. So I'm going to say, Yahweh bless you. I ain't going to stop. You all don't think that Pastor Robert's, you know, since the agony. I have tremendous battle. Your brothers and sisters, when you begin to go astray and do things, you think I don't sense that? Even before I came over here, sister, I just laid in the bed. I was literally sick in my spirit. I really didn't even want to preach. It's getting that way. And that's the truth. You folks can sit here all mama all you want to. This is an adulterous and sinful generation. It fights against the Father. And you fight constantly. You kick. You kick over little simple things, little old things. Just little old things. My way or no way. No, it's going to be Yahweh's way. Now, for some reason, these few years we've been together, I want to lead you wrong. Because I tell you his name and tell you your sins. I ain't going back. I am going to do that, son. I am. And it caused my heart to be so heavy at times. It really does. It caused me to be burdened down. I sense that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Almighty Yahweh knows all things. And as he speaks to my heart, and he does it all the time. You know, the other day he was just talking to my heart. And for some reason, someone from Georgia was going to say, come preacher, I have a large amount of money to give you. Well, I received a large offering from a brother down there in Georgia. I didn't even know I was going to pay the radio bill this week, anything. I was just going to say, Father, whatever. And a brother, he sent a letter and said, Pastor Roberts, stand in the gap. Preach on. Stand for what's right. Press on. I said, I will, brother. Oh, I can pay the radio bill and all. I said, man, got enough money to bear Mother Smith. That's all right. Sure. God bless you. That's all right. Not enough. Sure. I went to that checkbook and I began to write checks and I paid all the bills except the electric. All the bills paid that. Except the car insurance. Now, I didn't go and buy no food this week. It wasn't orphan this week. All was $800. Brother James and the brothers brought in some money. This week, $300. But it wasn't much. Even from last week, they brought in $600 total. And then what the brother brought in, ain't no money, brothers and sisters. I was talking to Mr. Fleming. I said, Mr. Fleming, I take the money as I do right. I said, man, I do right, brother. He said, man, you don't have to tell. I know you do, Pastor Robert. And this is a man who's a cold sinner. I said, do right by the people. I ain't going to do them wrong. And I'm not going to let you do the Father wrong either. And I said to him, I said, I'm not going to let them put me off these grounds because they can't do it. Because if they put me off, then they would put everyone else off. If you put me off, then look at the one you're looking at. You put that one off too. I said, so I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay here. As long as I'm here, it's going to be strong. Sure it is. Yeah. He may take me to, if he take me tonight, it would be his will, all right? But he ain't going to take me tonight. You're so shooting up? No, I'm not sure, but I believe he's not. He's going to keep me around for a few days because he needs to. Not that he needs me. I need him. I have the spirit of his son in my heart. And because I have that spirit, I can cry, Abba, Father. That's why. Because of that, that's the only way you're going to cry. So it's not the monies. It isn't. Ain't a few pennies. It's just faith in what he does. Glory. He does it that way. Well, we need this. Don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. If we need it, we'll get it. I promised Brother Neesmith something. I got it. Even though I needed the money, brother. I didn't get you one cheap like mine. I got you something better than mine. True. Because I told him I'd do it for him. When I say something, I mean what I say, saints. I'm not a charlatan. I'm not a crook either. The Father's been with me. I bless Him for that. I bless Him for that spirit of Yahshua in my soul. Because He can cry, I love you, Father. We've always said that. We've always testified like that. God bless you. God bless you. That's all we ever said. I've never heard you say, Jesus bless you. If you say you have, you're wrong. You're just a hypocrite. You've always said it that way. Yahweh bless you. May His peace rest upon you. He give you understanding, strength tonight. He give you all rest, comfort. Brothers that have worked, may Yahweh give you rest and comfort. In the glorious name of Yahshua the Lamb, may He give you comfort, give you strength. Bless you.